We're in Simon Reish Beis, Birkas HaPeres. We're up to Sif Hei. We'll be doing Hei and Vav. Shkedim Hamorim. Now, you have to know that there are two different kinds of almonds. There are two different species of almonds. One species that is known as Shkedim Metukim, sweet almonds. These are the almonds that we're used to eating. There's another almond tree, equally beautiful, and it produces Shkedim Hamorim, bitter almonds. We're going to see here in the Shulchan Aruch that bitter almonds are really not meant to be eaten straight. You either eat them when they're very young and soft, in which case the Shulchan Aruch will tell us that the ikur of it is actually the shell while it's still soft, or you wait till it's fully grown and then you toast it and you can possibly make it edible at that point. So what bracha do you say on Shkedim Hamorim? Says the Mechaber, Shkedim Hamorim. Kishehim ktanim mavarech borei pri ha'etz. When they are young, you make the bracha of borei pri ha'etz because that's the ideal time to eat them. Gdolim velo klum. When they are fully grown and you eat them raw without doing anything to them, you make no bracha. Dazuke maski. It is something that people don't even eat al yidei adchak. It is not a pri. V'tama demil. So what's the reason? The kishehim ktanim ikar achilos niyaklipa ve'ena mora. Because when they're young, the achila, the ikar achila, is the shell, which at that point is soft, and that is not bitter. Ukashem gedolim, whereas when they're fully grown, the shell is inedible. Ikar achilas mashe bifnim, then the ikar of what you can eat is inside. Vuhumar, and that's very bitter, so bitter that it's not even royal achila yedei adchak, and gets no bracha. V'imitkan al yedei ha'ur o dover achem revarach barei priya eitz, whereas if you sweeten it with fire or anything else, you make a barei priya eitz. Now, this is the rule that we ran into before, which is that a fruit that is not eaten the way it is, that is not eaten the way it grows, but it has to be processed first. When you do process it, we give it its real bracha. As opposed to a fruit that was grown to be eaten the way it is, for some reason it's in a state presently where it's inedible. There, if you make it edible, it's considered a synthetic. You're turning it into fruit. This is how we saw the difference between seeds as opposed to the Shkedim Hamorim over here. Or for that matter, the potato and Shkedim, the potato, which will be the same as Shkedim Hamorim, as opposed to the seeds. Namely, something that is grown for the sake of being cooked, roasted, fried, but you couldn't eat it raw, it will be inedible raw. When you do go process it, its bracha becomes Borei Pri Ha'etz. In the case of the potato, its bracha is Borei Pri Adama. Not so in the case of the seeds where they're inedible, and there nobody eats them when they're inedible. If you make them edible, then it's a synthetic fruit in the shakol. Similarly, we saw in the case of unripe fruit that tastes terrible to the point that a person wouldn't eat it. If you make that edible, the halacha is you say a shakol on it because it's considered a synthetic. That's not the original fruit. Sivvav, slaf, the caper. Pirish slaf min itlan sha'olin shalo ru'uyin la'achila. Its leaves are edible. V'yesh ba'olav kimin tmorim. There's also a thicker part of the leaf that actually looks like a date. It's a little fruit. Evyonis hu'ar pri me'at slaf. The actual caper berry is called evyonis. V'kafrisin hen klipa sh'sviv ha'pri. And the shell of the evyonis is called the kafrisin. And what is that? Kiklipas hagozen, just very much like a nutshell. Says the Mechaber, al ha'olin v'ala tamros v'ala kafrisin barei pri adama. The leaves, as well as this date, as well as the shell, they are all edible, but they are not ikur pri. That is not why you plant a caper berry. That's not why you plant a caper bush. So that would be a case of lav ikur pri, where we say it goes down to barei pri adama. V'al hevyonos, whereas the hevyonos themselves, shem ikra pri, that you say a barei pri ha'etz. Now, there are several different issues here. The first is the Mishtabur brings a Birkei Yosef from the Chidah, that bizman hazeh, today, it is uncommon for people to eat the olin, the kafrisin, or the tamros. People do not eat anything other than the berries themselves, therefore, it's lava daita dahochanati. It is not grown for that purpose, which is worse than lavik or pri. It does not only go from eitz down to adam, it goes all the way down to shahakol. The other parts are not eaten. That's bizman hazeh. Bisman Chazal and the Shulchan Aruch, when people did eat them, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down that there's really a machlokas what bracha you say on the kafritzin. So he says that you're yotze b'dieved if you say a borei priya eitz. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah here says even though it would sound as if from other places b'dieved if you make a borei priya eitz on a lavik or priya yotze. So what's Rabbi Akiva Eger? What is the entire discussion about? So he says that if we're going to consider something not only a peripheral part of the fruit, but no part of the fruit whatsoever, there no one is going to say that you yotze with a borei priya eitz. So he says, for example, if you make a borei priya eitz on a leaf, we don't call that the fruit of the tree, we call a leaf a tree. Therefore, you're not yotze even by the evet. The chiddush is that on kafrisin, we don't call the kafrisin a leaf. We don't say that that's part of what's growing. We say that and instead we give it a din of a tree, because there are deis that hold that the kafrisin are also the ikr. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis with regard to orange peels that were fried in honey. I guess the equivalent of our chocolate-covered orange peels, except that they really used orange peels in those days. So the question is, what bracha do you say on the orange peels? Well, basically, he's got a deya for just about anything you can possibly think of. There are those who say it's ikr pri and eitz. There are those who say it's lav ikr pri and adam. And there are those who say that it's not a pri altogether and it's shakol. The Mishnah Berurah says, misafik, you would say a shakol, because we don't really know which of the three is right. And b'dieved, you yotze with a shakol, no matter what.